The Gemara in Avodah Zarah suggests different reasons for the prohibition of Gvinas Akum, for cheese produced by non-Jews. It's a major debate, the Ramah and the Shach. How do you change something from Gvinas Akum to Gvinas Yisrael? I mean, assuming a non-Jew is making the cheese, we'll have to get into that debate. But the Ramah basically writes that as long as you have a Jew supervising the process, that'd be enough to make it Gvinas, change it from Gvinas Akum to Gvinas Yisrael. But the Shach disagrees and says you have to have active participation, or at least perhaps it has to be Jewishly owned. So we'll get into that. But before that, the Gemara gives us different reasons why is Gvinas Akum Aser. In other words, you need kosher milk to make cheese. So obviously, if you see the cheese, so by definition, it was kosher. So what are we worried about? What exactly were the rabbis worried about? So the first reason the Gemara gives is we're concerned that the non-Jews used animals that were the stomach lining from the velus, animals that weren't slaughtered properly. And therefore, they put what they call the rennet into the milk, and therefore, that's how they made the milk. So we're concerned about them putting in non-kosher. Even though you'd say it's batul b'shishim, but nevertheless, it's a davar hamamid, it's a catalyst, and therefore, it's still a problem. The second suggestion, or another suggestion given by the Gemara, is that they didn't cover up the milk. The milk that they used to make the cheese, and therefore we know we have a prohibition similar mayim magulin. You have uncovered liquids, and the concern is a snake might come in and put poison. In fact, that's what the Chazon Ish, when he moved to B'nai Brak many years ago, he said, "Oh, there's all these snakes all around. You know, mayim magulin. We have to worry about it." But you know, there's the gra. Maybe you worry about it. Anyway, the minig is today. Again, different opinions whether we have to worry about it today or not. But that's the second reason given is we're afraid the snakes might put poison into the milk because it was left uncovered. Another reason the Gemara gives is it's true you need kosher milk to make the cheese, but they want to make it more shiny and smooth. They'll put pig fat on it. Another reason given is it's true that non-kosher milk can't be made into cheese, but there might be leftover drops of milk in the cheese that didn't curdle, and maybe these came from a non-kosher animal, or from non-kosher vinegar, meaning the cana from wine. So the Gemara didn't even want to reveal the reason, and they end up revealing many. So which reason, if any, do we pass them like? So the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris Perakim Halacha Yid Gimel, he paskins that the reason is they use the stomach lining of Nevelos to make the cheese. And he seems to assume like that's the reason. And that's what he discusses later, making it from a kosher animal, Well, in theory, it wouldn't be, well, at least the first stage wouldn't be a problem. We didn't say a davar hamamid. He quotes the reason of because they used stomach lining in a nevela. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, Tosis and Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that no, he goes for the snake reason, that the concern is it's Mayim Megulim. So how do we paskin like? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Rambam, that the reason is because of the non-kosher lining of the stomach. So then there's a shaila, even if you assume that was the reason, if you live in a place where they don't use, let's say you know they didn't, or in a city where they don't use non-kosher, and they only use it from flowers or other means, so does it still apply or not? So, according to the Rambam, because the Rambam in Macholas Asuras, Paragim Alokhi Yudal, it says the reason applies even, the Gzera applies even when the reason doesn't apply. Because he says many places they use they use grass or fruit juice, date tree, stuff that they use to produce kosher things they use to produce cheese, and he quotes Miksas Gaonim, it's still usher. Because the Gzera was whether they use non-kosher or not, as long as a non-Jew produced it, then it's a problem. And he quotes Miksas Gaonim, and he doesn't argue much, so people want to assume, even though there's a Rambam in Peish HaMishnayis, which seems to be different, but the Rambam here, so in fact, the Magid Mishnah here says, what's their pshat in the Rambam? We see from the Rambam, Gvinas Akam is a Dovah Sheba Minyan. Dovah Sheba Minyan means that the rabbis, unless you have another based in Godel V'chachm of a Minyan, they made a rabbinic decree whether the reason applies or not. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it would seem that there's nothing to talk about, and that seems to be the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that even if you know it's, even if it's kosher ingredients, it doesn't make a difference. The Rama, on the other hand, even though he says that is, he recognizes that's the minhag hamakom, and yes, and you shouldn't be poritz geder and go against different enactments. Nevertheless, he says there, he quotes about the Gaoni Navona, who permitted it. And if you have a tradition to, if you have a tradition to follow, your communities follow that Gaoni Navona, so then there's room to be lenient. In other words, the Rambam seems to hold it's a Davish of a Minyan, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. The Rama, who says, L'chadchila, you should follow the minhag, but he seems to say, Me'ikir Hadin. He seems, the Rama writes, in a place where there's no concern, he seems to say it's okay, post facto, not L'chadchila. In fact, that's what they say over it, so he seems to be going, so the reason, there are a couple of possible reasons if you're gonna be lenient in theory, we'll talk about it in practice, but in theory, what would the argument be? So either, so over here, the Rambam writes, it seems to be, if you go with the Rambam, so it's a problem, because the Rambam writes, it seems to, going to the Magid Mishnah, that it's a Darvish of a Minyan. If it's a Darvish of a Minyan, there's nothing to talk about. So there's a Meiri. The Meiri quotes from the Rambam, then no, even the Rambam agrees. The Rambam only said it, in a town where you have both, yesh v'yesh, you have kosher animals, non-kosher, they use renin from all of the above, that they make it from flowers and other things, but there are non-kosher animals in town. So then it's a davish of a minyan. However, the Miri seems to say, but even the Rama would agree, in a place where they only make cheese through other factors, or kosher factors, and even the Rambam would agree. That's a big chiddush of the Meiri, because the Rambam quotes Miksas Gaonim, who disagree, and he doesn't argue. Or you could just say he's just quoting it, even though the Rambam Peish HaMishnayis says differently. However, the Rama quotes the Gaoni Navona, that they were lenient. So why were they lenient? So they hold it's not a Davish of a Minyan. That it's not a Davish of a Minyan. So if you know, so they could be say even more. The Meiri saying in the Rama, only if there's nothing. It could be, Gaoni Navona would say, as long as you know, but even if there are, maybe even in your town or other places, but if you know for sure it's kosher ingredients, so perhaps that's why it's okay. Or there's Rabbeinu Tam's reason. Rabbeinu Tam says the whole reason is because of snakes. So Bizman said that we're not concerned about, you know, if you assume you're concerned about Mayim Magul like the Gros, so maybe you'd be concerned here. But if you're not concerned, we don't live among snakes anymore, so we're not worried, so then it would seem that Gavinas Akum would be Mutamikur din. In fact, that seems to be what the Soloveitchik family's minig was. They say the Rav Soloveitchik used to eat Kraft cheese. In fact, I think Rav Shakta brings down in one of his Svarim that even on the same day when the Rav used to tell the people in Yeshiva, B'nai Torah, that it's Mutter, his family minig was to follow Rabbeinu Tam. But when Balabatim asked, he used to tell them it's Usser, because he didn't want to be Megala. But they say he used to eat Kraft cheese, and that was the practice of the Soloveitchik family. At one point, he stopped eating it. Some say because some told them that not all Kraft cheese is kosher, the other factors. But Me'ikar Adin, again, you have to make sure all the ingredients are kosher. That's a given. But Me'ikar Adin, the Soloveitchiks, the Rav seem to see we passing our Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore it's not a problem. In fact, that's what the Chazan Ish's Shita was. Rav Shakter says over when he gave when he spoke about the Chazan Ish, he quoted a Maisa that the Chazan Ish is before. The Chazan Ish, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, when he came over, the people were eating people were eating cheese, I guess, with kosher ingredients. But, well, in Eretz Yisrael, you may have Jews making it, but let's assume, you could have Arabs, other people making. So people were eating cheese without hashkacha. So the Chazan Ish, I think he sent a letter to the chief rabbinate, or to the Hashkochas, he said, they should rely, he thought Rabbeinu Tam is what we pass in Me'ikar Adin, and therefore, you should give Hashkocha on the cheese based on Rabbeinu Tam, that you could have that as long as the ingredients are kosher, there's no concern with snakes around. And why did he say that? Because he said he was concerned, he was hoping down the line they're going to give Hashkocha, so his concern was meta halacha, that if people get used to eating cheese without hashkacha, so even when you put hashkacha on, they're not going to change. But if you put hashkacha on to this type of cheese, that based on Rabbeinu Tam, so when you get your act together, when people have more time, when things settle down in Eretz Yisrael, and we get to the supervision, so then you just change the supervision. People are going to always eat with the supervision, no eating that. But what do we see? Me'ikar Adin, the Chazan Ish and the Rav Chaim felt that we do Paskin work Rabbeinu Tam, which is interesting, not so much the Chazan Ish, but the Rav would go against the Rambam. So again, unless you want to say he goes with the Me'iri and the Rambam, but in general, I think they say Rav Aaron, I learned with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's son, Chaim, so I think they say is that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik loved the Me'iris, but the Rav didn't go for the Me'iris, so therefore it's difficult to say that that the Rav didn't go like the Rambam. Well, either you can say he went with the Rambam, but the bottom line is they say he did eat the cheese. So clearly then he's learning like the Me'iri and the Rambam, or he went with Rabbeinu Tam. So again, as the Rama writes, if the minig is, we're not poured together, and therefore that you follow the meaning that people don't eat. Unless he says, it doesn't apply to where you have a Jewish community, we have followed the Gaone Navona. So that'd be the background. We'll have to continue, but the simple pshat, many hold it's a Davash Abba Minyan, and therefore that's why it's a problem. Apparently, the Ramah holds it's not a Davash Abba Minyan, either, unless you hold, like the Magad Mishnah said in the Rambam, said in the Me'iri, so I don't know if the Rambam said to Darvish of a minion only when there's Yesh for Yesh, but then there's not a Darvish, or maybe the Me'iri thinks the Rambam doesn't hold the Darvish of a minion. According to Ramah, I guess there are different pshat, and maybe you could hold it, but he seems to say it's Mutter, according to the, so the Goni Navona didn't think it was a Darvish of a minion. And whether they went with Rabbeinu Tam or some other reason, And therefore, that seems to be the major debate here on whether we assume that Gavrina Zakim is a real bona fide Dervish Sheva Minyan, and then even if the reason no longer applies, it's still usher. Or do we say, Me'ikra Adin, we pass on our Rabbeinu Tam, that the issue is there's no snakes today, so that would be okay. Or you go with going in the Vornahu in a situation where you know they're using, you know 100% everything's kosher, and they're not using rennet from a non-kosher animal from a nevela, so that would be the basis. Again, today the minig is, we have plenty of Gavrinas Yisrael today under Hashkacha, and different Hashkachas rely on different shitas. We'll have to go into it in our next year.